Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And also, as a reminder, normal data rates apply. Well, let's open up this hour with shining the spotlight on the third-ranked team in the country in the Ohio State Buckeyes. They are 10-0. They prepare to host Michigan State on Saturday. And there is a new book that has just been released on the Buckeyes leader, their head coach, Urban Meyer. The title of it is Urban Meyer. He is the co-author is Wayne Coffey. It's titled Urban Meyer, Above the Line, Lessons in Leadership and Life from a Championship Season. Good evening, Wayne. He's joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening.
Good evening, Elissa. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Urban Meyer, so he pins his first book on leadership and about the hard lessons in his life and career. So, and just, you know, really basically talks about his evolution as a coach. Share with all of the listeners tonight just what was the goal of the book, because it wasn't just about reliving memories, but the study of leadership, correct?
That's exactly right, Elissa. He, from the start, Urban did not want this to be a celebration of last season's championship run. He didn't want it to be a football book, quote unquote. There's certainly a lot of football in this book, but really he wanted this to be a leadership book. And he kept on, one of his favorite terms is game changer. You know, and he said, I want this to be a game changer. I want it to be, a difference maker in people's lives and looking at how they lead, how they motivate others around them, how they become a force for the positive and the good. In their own lives. So that was really what his MO was. And I have to tell you, I've been in this business for a long time, Elissa, and I have never worked with anyone who was as passionate and committed as getting it right and getting his message exactly the way he wanted it as Urban Meyer.
Tell me about your relationship with Urban Meyer and just how did this idea come about and teaming up on this particular project?
Well, after they had the great run and won the first college playoff, Urban has wanted to do a leadership book for some time, and you know, strike when the proverbial iron is hot, and it's very hot. So he and his agents spoke with some publishers. There was great interest. They put it out there, and the sweepstakes were won by Penguin Press, a wonderful publishing house. And then he went looking for a writer. And so then there was another sweepstakes, and I won those sweepstakes. So I really had no prior connection or relationship with Urban. We had a preliminary meeting and talk. I listened to his vision of the book and some of his thoughts and concepts about leadership and motivation, and you know, thought it sounded great, and off we went. And you know, I have to say, for someone who didn't have any preconception or any prior dealings with him at all, Elissa, I think my single biggest takeaway was really is how insatiable he really is. Urban Meyer is to get better. He just every day. He wakes up, and this is going to sound a little bit as if it's from cliche or motivational 101, but he really looks at every day as an opportunity to get better. And he loves to, he said, I don't know not only do I not know everything, I don't want to know everything. I want to learn. I want to get better. The guy just has this hunger, this deep hunger to find new ways and better ways to do what he does. And I think that's really one of his greatest qualities. He's won three national titles, and he's at the top of the heap by any measure. And yet, you know, he thinks that he's going to be better today than he was yesterday. Urban, and that's really his goal.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, an amazing coach and leader. But I just have to wonder, too, before we dive into the book and talk about the leadership book, how did that impact you personally, seeing someone so passionate about life? And you were talking about the hunger, the thirst that he has to embrace each and every day, and he really values it as a gift.
Yeah, it's extremely contagious. It's, you know, I know it made me want to bring my best with him every single time. And I'll just to illustrate how committed he was to this process, so it's the last summer, I believe he was on a he was on the road, and it was, I think he was going to a charity function or some kind of fundraiser, mm-hmm. and he had an emergency appendectomy, and you know, this was not on his schedule that day, mm-hmm. but he has this appendectomy, and I heard about it, so I texted him right away, and I was in Columbus at the time to work on the book, and I said, Irvin, I'm so sorry to hear about what happened, and just rest up and you know, get yourself better and strong, and when you're back at it, we'll pick it up. And he texts me right back. I believe he was still in the hospital. For all I know, the guy may have even been on the operating table. He texts me back, uh-huh. and he says, thanks, Wayne. We're good. Come to my house at 7:30 tomorrow morning. So, and I said, are you sure? Really? I mean, why not? Let's back off a bit. No. 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the morning. I go to his house, which is on the Mirfield golf course. It's quite a spot. And I knock on the door, and Urban's wife, Shelley, answers the door, hands me a cup of coffee, and says, Urban's upstairs. Go up to the bedroom. And so up I march to the Myers master bedroom, and Urban's there sitting on a little sofa and looking the way most of us would look a day after surgery. Not all that spry, but ready to go and ready to talk about leadership. And it blew me away that he was ready to do this, you know, when he just was hours removed from the operating table. But that's how into it he was.
Best-selling author Wayne Coffey with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are highlighting Urban Meyer's new book, Above the Line. Stick with us. The conversation continues.